Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Unser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Carter and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wrights hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Frya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Frias strikes out. Two outs. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Freeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Montefusco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Frya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wrights moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sadek is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 1 in the game. Montefusco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wrights is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wrights takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Wrights moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Steve Rogers pinch runs for Jose Morales. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Ellis Valentine now playing center field. Dale Murray now pitching. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sadek is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 2 in the game. Montefusco bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Sadek scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Gary Thomason pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing second base. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 3, Giants, 3. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Williams now playing first base. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wrights is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wrights bunts into left field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mercer moves to third. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Dave Rader pinch hits for Mike Sadek. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. White reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Dale Murray. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thornton hits a fly ball towards center. Herndon catches it and throws to second to double up White. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Herndon moves to second. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.